Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. Imagine, just for a moment, what it would be like to clear your mind, forget what you think you know, and seek a deeper truth. That's what inspires multimedia artist Nicole Huiltier. She's a student from Chile pursuing a PhD at MIT's Media Lab. And she's part of the Artery 25, the WBUR series highlighting artists of color making their mark on arts and culture in Boston. WBUR's Jen Stanley brings us her story.
What if we could hear all the invisible forces that shape our reality? Could it bring us back to the basics? Get us closer to a universal truth? Multimedia artist Nicole Huiltier attempts to answer those questions through her sonic sculptures, which capture and sonify the vibrations we unconsciously interact with every day. The piece we hear now is created by her traveling sonic sculpture, La Pata Cantora. To look at it, it has a simple, unassuming design that belies its technical capabilities and mind-bending function. The physical sculpture is a tripod with horn speakers. Inside are sensors. Some are microphones, some are electromagnetic antenna. Others monitor data like altitude, pressure, temperature, and wind. The sculpture can withstand extreme conditions and has made its way to research sites like the Large Hadron Collider in Switzerland and the ALMA Observatory in Chile. It gathers data at these locations and transmits it as sound, transporting listeners from the depths of the Earth to the highest reaches of the cosmos.
This is where we study like the main components of matter, and it's these places where we also understand our cosmic origins and what we are composed of, where everything comes from.
Huiltier joined MIT's Media Lab in 2015 to integrate different parts of herself. As an architect in Santiago, Chile, she loved her work and had a passion and talent for creating spaces, but it left her no time to explore her other fascinations, like music, technology, and the cosmos. Now she's building sensors, collaborating with physicists, and helping audiences engage with nature from a new perspective.
She really believes that for the future, we shouldn't just be talking about preserving our environment. We should be talking about considering our environment as equals, as equal inhabitants of the planet.
That's Todd Macover, professor at MIT's Media Lab and her advisor.
She's a fantastic spatial designer. She's a visual artist. She's a very fine musician. She designs beautiful electronic music. And she's a visionary at seeing how all these different media fit together.
Mostly, she's still drawn to sound and space.
So listening and moving to these sounds, like vibrating along, resonating, actually can alter your states of consciousness. And for example, you can achieve trance states, like states of psychedelia. Sound is a portal. It's a way that we can engage with different realities.
Her sonic textures are trippy and hypnotic, inviting participants to dive deep into a numinous realm. Through art and the Media Lab, she's been able to connect these different parts of herself. She and her husband have a band together called Breaking Forms, which is part journal, part pronouncement of love, and filled with exploration, science, and screaming into the void. This song, Microbilase, is a sonification of the DNA sequence of a tardigrade, a microanimal also known as a water bear, which has survived all five mass extinctions. Huiltier's art is an invitation to consider our place in the universe from an interdependent point of view. It's about unlearning society's imbalances in order to confront the things that aren't working well.
The world is not in a good place, let's say. And I think it's time to rearticulate many things. And my work is a lot about that. It's about encountering other paradigms. It's about actually like be able to be flexible, to vibrate, to oscillate just as sound, like and be part of these dialogues and be dynamic and being in flux, being performative as well.
Huiltier's work is expansive and the possibilities for her research are infinite as the cosmos. But to sum it up, she'd like to invite you to become a membrane and get ready to assimilate and embody vibration. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jen Stanley.
To to read more about the Artery 25, our series on creatives making an impact on the art scene in Boston, visit our website, wbur.org.